Let's talk about your health. If you suffer from any type of daily pain, I need you to listen to this message very carefully. What we know about the root cause of pain is changing forever. As we age, aches and pains are natural, and we all are searching for an effective way to relieve pain without side effects and addiction. Let's be frank. We have all seen the horrors of the opioid crisis. You may even be affected personally, and that's where a pioneering medical scientist comes in, Clint Winters. You may have seen this world-renowned health expert featured in the national media as he unveiled a natural pain reliever that is taking the world by storm. Yes, I'm talking about Conilodyne, the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous pills. As you read this, Conilodyne has become the go-to pain reliever for over 1 million Americans and hundreds of professional athletes. It was so powerful, it was used even exclusively by UFC fighters, and those guys know a thing or two about managing pain. Now get this. Clint explains how Conilodyne is the only compound on earth that optimizes your body's natural painkillers called endorphins at any age. When taking daily, your body will fire back to relieving pain like you were in your prime in just days. And let me tell you, I was skeptical, but it works. I've tried virtually everything and I have not felt this great in years. It's like all my daily aches and pains just faded away. My back, neck, joint, muscles all feel great and renewed. Best of all, Conilodyne does not make you feel the least bit groggy or drugged up. I feel great, alert, focused for the day ahead. And the best news, Conilodyne has no documented side effects after 14 years of extensive testing. Hear me when I say this, Conilodyne is absolutely the future of pain relief. So if you're dealing with pain, make sure to click on the link below and check out Clint's amazing informative report on 100% America-made Conilodyne. This innovation is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at 1/10 the cost of pain pills. Now here's the best part. When you click on the link below today, you can access the only Conilodyne product in the world for less than $1 per day. The private link and discount will stay active until midnight. Try Conilodyne risk-free for a full 90 days. You have nothing to lose. You are days away from finally beating pain forever. Go to trykono.com/x22 now and see for yourself.
Hi, and welcome to the X22 Report Spotlight. Today we have a returning guest, Bob Goodla. Bob is the creator and owner of TradeGeniusAcademy.com, and I am very happy to have Bob back on the X22 Report Spotlight. Bob, welcome back to the Spotlight.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here. And let's just start off with what's happening out in Germany, because there's been reports that their production is declining very rapidly. We see Volkswagen, they're having a lot of trouble. They're laying off people. Do you think this is because of the green agenda in Germany, or do you think it's something else that's happening out there?
I think it's primarily the green agenda, because they're making it nearly impossible for manufacturers to maintain their competitive nature inside of Germany. And it's not just Volkswagen. You know, other car manufacturers have moved to the United States, and the entire chemical industry of German-owned chemical companies now are moving into the United States too. So Germany's hollowing out. You know, somebody made a joke, Germany's going to become like Disneyland. All you're going to have is the castles and beer. You know, so they're deindustrializing Germany, which is just amazing to me.
So do you think they'll continue with this, or do you think they'll reverse their policies?
Yeah, well, it's going to reverse with the elections. So I think people are already getting pretty fed up with the globalist leftist agenda. And, you know, people tolerate these things when it's kind of hypothetical to your life. But when it starts becoming real, you're like, who are these people? What are they doing? What are they all about? Why are they doing this? And then next thing you know, you get center-right governments into power. One whole state already went right in Germany, and another one is close to going right. And Volkswagen, I think a lot of their production, I think most of auto manufacturing in Germany is in Bavaria. And so, Bavaria might be the next state to go right. And, you know, I think people, it's losing its pejorative. You know, I think the left has used, you know, if you're right wing, you're immediately a Nazi, you know. And that pejorative is going away because, you know, most people are not, in general. And I think people are like, hey, we're done. You're importing people into our country that don't share our values. And then you're importing economic policies that are going to destroy us. How are we supposed to live? And so it's just amazing to me. You know, Germany and Russia, my biggest fear globally was Germany and Russia would link up together. Mm-hmm. We have Russian natural resources and pretty strong academics with German engineering and manufacturing know-how. And the globalists blew both those people up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like the deep state, the people that are pushing these policies, they tried to push the green agenda on the people where there was no demand. I mean, people weren't out there going, you know what? I really need this electric car. You know what? I really need windmills. People weren't really saying this is something I want. And it was, I felt like the governments were pushing this on the people. Listen, you must take this. We'll even give you money to take this. And it reminds me of COVID when they were pushing the vaccines. You know, I'll give you a milkshake. I'll give you some fries. Just please take it. And I felt it was the same exact way with these EVs that they were pushing on the people and everything and all the other technology that they were trying to push on the people. But the people just didn't want it.
No, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, take control of the resources of the land, you know, and look, it's really a structured policy, right? So you have the migration in there too. Most people don't want these people in their country. I don't care. You're not racist to not want people that aren't of your tribe. You know, they don't share your values and we're not willing to share your values. So it's, it becomes problematic, you know, and I'll give you an example. When the Persians left Iran, you know, when the Shah fell, those people integrated immediately. Most Turks, you know, went into Europe and into the United States, they integrated peacefully. So those are two Muslim examples. But then when they started bringing in people, the Muslims from North Africa and the Muslims from Pakistan, those people are radical and they don't want to assimilate and they have an axe to grind. And so it's become a problem. And the left likes these things because what they want to do is they want to play people off of each other as long as they can maintain control. And so that's why you see them trying to control the communication, control the narrative. They're only going to let so many people in, you know, enough to terrorize the neighborhood, but not enough to change a vote. But I think they miscalculated there too.
And what we're seeing with a lot of these individuals coming into this country, many other countries, we're starting to see that they're taking a lot of the jobs of the American worker. And what's very interesting is I think the Fed just came out and said that, you know, the reason why we're having this problem is because of all these illegals that are coming into this country with the job numbers. I don't think that's the only problem. I think it's one of the problems. But the other thing that we see is that youth unemployment is now on the rise. What do you make of this?
Yeah, well, look, it's a classic strategy. You know, I'd want to say it's new, but it's not. You know, this country has a tradition of importing cheap labor. You know, they did it with the Irish. They did it with the Italians. You know, they did it with the Mexicans. And now they're doing it with the, Venezuelans and Haitians. You know, they keep doing it. And they push these people in the neighborhoods that can't really fend for themselves. And it impoverishes them. So it's really a strategy for big money or big corporations to use to keep the wage rates down, and at the same time, you know, keep people from competing with their lifestyle. You know, they don't want people to be upwardly mobile, so they constantly bring in cheaper and cheaper labor. You know, in Pennsylvania where the Haitians came in, mm-hmm. or Ohio wherever it was. I think both cities, two towns and one in each city, they're busing them around to the different job sites. You know, their jobs, wages are subsidized. These people have no cost of living at all, and they're just destroying these towns.
No, I agree with that. They are destroying the towns, and they're also eating the pets. But I had to throw that one in there.
I mean, it's just amazing to me, you know, when you bring people in that are diametrically opposed to your way of living, and then you concentrate them where they don't have to assimilate is a problem.
And what you said something very interesting, that they're bringing in cheap labor, but even with the cheap labor and inflation that we see today with all the policies of the Fed and the economy breaking down, we know that corporations, because they've done this in the past, they always end up moving out of this country because they can find even cheaper labor. And they also The cost of production and everything is also cheaper in other areas. And what's very interesting is that Trump, I think he was in Pennsylvania, and he was telling John Deere, you know, something, if you move into Mexico, we're going to place 200% tariffs on your company. So it will make it impossible for you to actually function in Mexico. So you might as well just stay here in the U.S. I mean, what effect do you think this will have on other corporations? And do you think we can bring manufacturers back to the U.S. by placing tariffs on other countries?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is Trump's strategy from before, too. He absolutely believes in, I believe that's the only way that this country can survive, is that we got to bring higher wage jobs back into the country. So number one, they are net producers of tax revenue versus net takers of subsidies, right? And at the same time, you know, you're not enriching your neighbors, you know, that can cause you grief. Look, Mexico is no friend of the United States, all right? They allow these cartels to run with impunity into the country, and they have no problem, you know, taking American jobs. So I think Trump is dead on, and it'll take a while, though, Dave, to do that, because it's you got to build the infrastructure back, right? You got to build the you got to build the knowledge base back too. But yeah, overall, net effect is it's going to be just fine. It will definitely kill anybody's desire to move out of the country, because he's going to use subsidy. I mean, tariffs as a sledgehammer. He's basically going back to the golden age of the United States. People think it's the 1950s. It's not. It's basically 1870s to basically 1890s. Where we had a 4% deflation and the country was growing like crazy. And it's because we had the right policies and low taxation. And then, you know, going into World War I, they started to put the taxation in on people. And we've been screwed ever since. So I think it's the right thing to do. You know, I think he's going to drive states' rights, you know, get rid of some of the behemoth that we've created in Washington, D.C. And that's why they're going after him. That's why they're trying to kill him, because he will kill them. So really, it's coming down to the old philosophy. If you want to, if you're going to kill the king, you better not miss. And I think he's going to. I think, you know, as he gets elected, he will absolutely change the nature of the country.
Yeah, it feels like he's like reversing everything that the private West Central Bank and all these deep state players, what they've done over time. They implemented very, very slowly Fed and the IRS, and they implemented the income tax. Now, most guys think that testosterone is being drained by aging, bad genetics, or maybe even a lack of exercise. But what if I told you that's not the case? In fact, the real culprit is something you're likely eating every day. And here's the shocking part. It's something you've always been told is healthy. This one food has been scientifically shown to devastate testosterone levels, and most men have no idea. It's not junk food. It's not sugar. It's something way more unexpected. And just eating it a few times a week is enough to wreck your testosterone, drain your energy, and crush your motivation. But here's the good news. Cutting this one thing out of your diet could completely transform the way you feel. Our friends at V-Shred have seen it firsthand with their clients, and guys who stop eating it are building muscle, burning fat, and feeling more energized than they have in years. It's truly incredible how quickly things can change once you know what to avoid. And V-Shred, the team behind Cutting Edge Fitness and Nutrition Strategies, has created a video that reveals exactly what this testosterone-killing food is and why removing it from your diet could be the key to unlocking your body's true potential. So if you want to know what this food is, head over to sculptnation.com/x22. That's sculptnation.com/x22. Just watch the video or click the link below in the description. V-Shred's experts break it all down, and this one simple change could make all the difference. Trust me, this is one thing you don't want to miss. They moved the manufacturers out of this country as we got into the 70s when we came off the gold standard. And it looks like he's trying to reverse everything that they have done right now by saying, you know, no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. Let's use tariffs to keep companies back, to keep companies in this country and bring companies back into this country. Let's become an energy powerhouse. So it looks like he's actually reversing everything that they've done. And it's going to take some time.
Yeah, well, the thing is, all those policies are failing anyway. So his timing is good on it. Look, you know, if he had his druthers, you know, we would really, the country would really be, you know, the foundation would be, right, defense, homeland defense and external defense, and then the two some big social programs, right, Medicare and Social Security, and push everything back to the states. Let this, you know, and then create 50 competitive entities. You know, that'll cure California, New York, and Chicago, you know, out of their crazy thinking, because it's going to become mind-bogglingly expensive for people to live there, and they'll get voted out. So he's smart to do it, and I hope he succeeds. You know, if I could just digress for a second, sure. It looks like in Arizona, North Carolina, and Georgia, he's starting to pull away from the margin of error, which is good. And in Pennsylvania, it looks like the registrations are flipping from blue to red. So that's good, too. So he needs those four states, you know, to basically win the election. So, you know, all we can do is just keep praying that he gets in. And I think there's a lot of people very, very, very scared of what the Democrats will do if they get in power. And hopefully that Trump will get in there and change things. Remember, too, the Supreme Court had a big ruling, basically, basically the deep state, which operates inside the bureaucracy, now has been neutered. So basically any rule that's been implemented by the executive branch that was not authorized by Congress is null and void.
Right.
And so there's gazillion lawsuits, people just no longer obeying those rules because of the Supreme Court. So we have that tide shifting too. And so I think the country's shifting right. And which is really ironic, because the Republican Party now has become what we used to call Democrats in the past. And the Democratic Party has just went off the deep end. So I don't even know if there's an analog for where they're going. But, you know, which is fine. You know, I'm not I'm conservative, but, you know, I'm country first. And I don't want, you know, if I have to tolerate some of these things for the country to get righted, I will. But I won't tolerate, you know, them destroying our Constitution.
No, I think when push comes to shove, I think people, when they actually wake up and they see what's really going on here, they say, you know what, enough's enough. I think people have a tendency to take a lot until they can't take it anymore. And I think, yeah, we're getting to that point. I mean, it looks just like the economy. I mean, people will take a lot and listen to Kamala saying the way we can fix the economy is through aspiration and dreams, which is really not solutions at all. I mean, everyone has aspirations, everyone has dreams, but that doesn't fix the economy.
It's such a left way of thinking.
Yes. And then,
you know, don't do anything constructive. We'll just wish it to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a phrase that I live by. Things don't matter to people till they matter to people. And I think inflation and COVID woke a lot of people up.
What's very interesting when you say inflation and people are, you know, they feel it. You can't gaslight the people. You can't say, hey, inflation's down to 1%, 0%. Because when you go to the supermarket, when you go to buy stuff, they don't say, oh, wow, look, food prices just dropped. It's great. It's went right back before COVID. Nobody's seeing that because it's cumulative. So what's very interesting about this is, since we've been seeing this, is that gold and Bitcoin, they're really moving up right now. I mean, gold, 26, I think it's over 2650 right now. Bitcoin is over 63,000. So why is, I mean, if everything is fine and, you know, the Fed cut the rate, which we'll be talking about in a sec, if everything's great, why is gold and Bitcoin moving up?
Well, there's a global liquidity surge coming in. Remember, Bitcoin needs global liquidity. And there's a chart. I should send it to you. I'll send it to you after we're done with this interview. Shows that there's a 10-week lag between global liquidity moves and basically asset price movement. And we're now at that area. And Bitcoin is particularly sensitive to global liquidity flows. And so that's why you're starting to see a bite here a little bit with it. And so I did a chart as an ABC pattern, Dave. What that means is that you have an A move, which goes one direction. You have a B consolidation, and then you have a C move that matches the A move. And so we've been basically in a 6-month consolidation on Bitcoin. And we made a low at 49,000 a couple of weeks ago. You probably remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we've been grinding higher from there. That measured move takes us to $95,000. So that's my target. And so for people that want to buy stocks in that area, you know, you get, let's, you know, Bitcoin is Bitcoin, but if you're in a stock market, you're going to want to own BITO, MicroStrategy, which is MSTR, Coinbase, C-O-I-N, or as you know, we've been talking about these high yield products. You're talking about Coney, C-O-N-Y. You're talking about Misty, M-S-T-Y, and YBIT. And these are paying outrageously high dividends. You're talking 80 to 100% distributions, you know, annualized, and you're getting price appreciation. So those are the things that we're doing, and it's going really well. I believe Bitcoin now that it's starting to break over at 63, needs to get over 68, and I think that move is going to continue. You know, we're still looking, believe it or not, you know, I was looking for the market to be softer than it is, but the liquidity is preventing it. And so my other partner, Phil, he says, look for an October into the election surge, basically a blow off top in the market that can last, you know, either to the election if Kamala wins, into the inauguration if Trump wins, and then 2025 is going to be pretty awful for the stock market. So that's what we're looking at. And it looks like that's lining up. It's, you know, it's not even just gold and silver and Bitcoin, Dave. Energy is not going down. So I think what we're seeing here is maybe the great rotation in the commodity. And this happened before. It happened in the 70s. It happened in the early 2000s, where people will buy energy, gold, silver, and now you got Bitcoin, and they'll be selling the tech stocks, which are obnoxiously overvalued. And so we've been leaning into that. You know, we're heavy commodities, and you know, I have no tech. I'm not really offering any tech ideas. In fact, we're looking to short some tech names right now.
So do you think gold will hit like 3,000?
Yeah, quite possible. Yeah. It's hard to put a price on a blow up move, but gold is just not going down. And with China stimulating, you know, you're going to see even more price appreciation in gold. Silver has not broke out to the level gold has, and silver mining is in deficit to need. So you have that going for you. And then energy is the great inflation hedge. So people think energy and inflation is going to heat up again, Dave, and that just helps energy names.
So if people want to get into trading and they want to follow this and make sure that they're making the right moves, do you have any specials running this month?
Yeah, as we always do for you, Dave, just go to tradelikeagenius.com. We have 7 bundles, depending if you're, you know, an aggressive trader, conservative trader, you like to trade options, crypto, you can pick the bundle that best serves you. We've discounted those heavily for your listeners, and or you can just pick and choose a non-bundle item, and 40% off. You have the promo code. You can put it in the room. And we're just doing really well. So I think there's some really good opportunities. We don't fear a bear market. We don't fear a rotation. You know, so we're positioned our algorithm. We're upgrading the algorithm again, you know, to make it even more visually clear, you know, and get rid of more false positives in it. And so it's just getting better and better. Our win rate has been rising, and the profit factor, which means how much you win when you win versus lose, is also rising. So all good things. And what we charge for the service, Dave, is nothing compared to what you get out of it. So I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to do it if you're not even a big active trader. These pair trades with these high distribution products are just a godsend. And I think it's important for you to understand how they work and to be able to drive dividends. I've converted enough of my personal portfolio that I can live off of these distributions, and they're staggered. You know, they have 26 of them, and they're staggered across all the weeks in a month. So literally you can buy 4 different ones and 4 different distribution schedules, and you can get weekly dividend distributions dropped into your portfolio into cash, and you can live off of it. You know, but you have to kind of understand how they work, and we can help you in that regard. In fact, we just bought another one today because we're looking for oil to have a big short squeeze. This thing was a $15, $16 stock, and it's paying out $1 a month dividend. Hello. In less than a year and a half, you get your money back.
I'll be putting all the links at the bottom of the video to make it easier for people to go right over if they want to, if they're interested in trading and things like that. And you said something before about the stock market. It's moving up. I mean, we just had a rate cut of 50 basis points. Did you expect 50, or did you think it was going to be less or more?
You know, originally I thought 25 was going to be enough. It's 50. And now you have people starting to hanker for another 50 at the next rate cut. A 50 basis point rate cut, Dave, 1, 2, and 3 years out, the stock market's always down double digits. So the Fed has acknowledged that they're behind the curve. They're behind the curve because the employment numbers have been fabricated, and the Fed's playing catch up to that. So I wouldn't be surprised to see another 50 basis point cut here in the next Fed meeting, which I think is the end of October, beginning of November. They may or may not do it because the election's right there, but for sure they'll do it in December. They're saying that they want to bring it down basically one full basis point between now and next year to 3.5%. I'm telling you, just like what's happening in Japan and China, these interest rates are going to go back to zero, Dave. They have no choice. They're pushing on a string. They have no capacity to borrow at these rates. And so they have to come down to basically the zero bound again. And then if I were you, if you're listening to me and you have mortgages, then you want to just lock in and hunker down, because I think then you're going to see the inflation pop. We're going to go back into stagflation. And then the bond market's going to get crazy.
Yeah, this reminds me again of 2008. I mean, in 2007, they started to drop the rates quite a bit. And we went into 2008, and that's when everything really started to fall apart. But like you said, I think the manipulation this time with the unemployment numbers, the inflation numbers, and everything like that have been it's so much more than it was back then, because they were trying to hide everything. I think this time around, even with this 50 basis cut, I think they're so far behind all of this that I feel like something might happen in October.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think exactly right. I think they're way behind. They made so many mistakes in this round. They should have not touched interest rates at all. If they wanted to get the fluff out of the markets, they could have just started selling assets off, right? Mm. But that would help the poor, not the rich. So they obviously didn't do it. So they raised interest rates to screw the poor and let the rich sit in 5%, T-bills and do nothing. And so they're going to have to drop the rates back. Because look, banks can't make money if they can't borrow money. Okay. I mean, lend money. And so, you have a situation where the banks were just sitting there not lending money and earning 5% with the Fed. It's not tolerable for the economy anymore. So you're going to have to drive rates down, and it's going to have to come down enough where people are going to be willing and able to borrow money again. So I think we're going to be at the zero bound again, and eventually you're going to have that what's called financial repression, where if they try to take some of these rates negative, it basically that's where they claw back from the rich in a different way. So mark my words, Dave, within now and 18 months, you and I will be talking about, how close to zero are we getting? Hmm.
So you mentioned about China, they're doing a massive stimulus package. How is that going to affect us here in the U.S.?
Oh, it's going to be huge, and not all of it good, so China's going to be they're pumping up right now. They're dropping interest rates. They're trying to save their property markets. They're going to try to support their exporters. So they're going to be exporting deflation. And at the same time, they're going to be increasing the use of commodities. So, look at copper, look at iron ore, look at oil, gasoline, natural gas. All those are going to go up in price. And so you want to own some of those names. I don't personally like Chinese stocks, but the Chinese stocks will do well short term. And then we're going to have to wait and see, if China's going to be able to reignite their smoldering economy, or if it's just too little too late and it rolls over. So this is the big experiment. Okay, China is going all in at this point. But short term, we can make a lot of money on the commodity side with it. And that's holding energy prices up. And here's the other thing too, Dave. Traders are positioned massively short oil right now. And with China, if you start seeing an uptake in China draw, from the Middle East back into China for oil consumption, you could see a rapidly higher moving price of oil. And then all the oil names will go up too. So we're positioned for that. And so I think that ties into our blow off strategy and our great rotation strategy. All of it's coming to a head here. And so it looks like next couple of weeks, we should be pushing higher into the election. And if Kamala's going to win the election, then I think that ends the rise. And if Trump gets in, I think he'll push it through until the inauguration. And then he's going to get a recession and the stock market sell-off too. Can't avoid it.
Yeah, I think this is all heading in that direction where everything, no matter what happens, it's already set up to completely and utterly fall apart.
Yeah, and we're technically in a recession now.
Yeah, I agree.
It drives me nuts. You know, if your GDP is less than your inflation rate, you're in a recession. So I don't care how much lipstick you put on the pig and say we're growing 2%, well, inflation's at 4%. So you're really growing minus 2%, right?
Right.
So you know, and look, bankruptcies are surging right now. We just had a consumer report before I got on with you. It missed by 5 points. So there's a lot of stress in the system. It's just that you don't see it because the media only tells you, you know, the things they want you to hear. But, you know, around the country, you know, people are hurting.
You know what it is with recessions? They don't say anything until the recession or the market comes down. And then they say there's a recession. And then all of a sudden they go back and say, hey, I don't know if you guys know this, but the recession started when we said we were in a recession. So they always go back in time.
Yeah, the other thing too, when they announce a recession, Dave, that's when you start buying the stock market.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Bob, thank you very much for being on the X22 Report Spotlight. Once again, if people want to join your trading system, where should they go?
Yeah, tradelikeagenius.com or tradegenius.co. You'll find us there. You can call us or you can email or chat with us. And I encourage you to check out these bundles that we have. We'll definitely help you navigate, which I think is going to be a really, really interesting market between now and the beginning of 2026. And I think we can give you some good tools and some good trades to help you stay ahead of what I think is going to become a pretty disastrous stock market coming, and you don't have to be a victim.
Great. I'll put all the links at the bottom of the video. Bob, once again, thank you for being on the Spotlight. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you.